was this week's schedule begins with the column that Yaakov had. It says, Vayikas Yaakov Mishnasei Vayyemen. Okay, yes, Hashem, but Mokum Hazer, but Nechi lo Yodot. And I didn't know. A lot of you would know. So Rashi says, Nechi lo Yodoti. Shim Yodati lo Yashanti, but Mokum Kodesh Kodesh. I wouldn't have gone to sleep. So, Koshut, I always learn, Zuzul the Mokum. How can I go to sleep in such a Mokum? And halacha is brought down based on the Gemara that a Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash has a din of a Mikdash Ma'at. On the Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, it says, Batei Kneisiyos, Batei Midrashos, Einoigin Behem Kavas Rosh, Kigon Tzchoik, V'hitu, V'sicha Betel, V'ein Eichon B'sheisim Behem. As Kovid HaMotah, in Mishnah Berurah, Adon certainly says if it's a Mikdash Ma'at, it's a Platin Shel Melech. So there's no Kavas Rosh, there's no eating and drinking. Unless B'Shach HaKach, with Talmidei Chachamim, but this is their Mokim, this is their home, they're there all day. And he says certainly other Averas, such as Lashon Hara and Chatos, would show such a Zuzul in the Mokka, but certainly also. Just to make a couple of horrors, that a Medrash is a Mikdash Ma'at. And I pointed out to some Bachrim that when there's a hefsek between Kabbalah, Shabbos, and Meir, you want to stay in the Beis Medrash and learn, call out the book. But Chas v'Shalom, that it should be a chabur of a batola. When I'm batola, the mokum is outside. If you're not on the madrega to make use of the Beis Medrash. Also, these rikula that we've been knowing, that at Mishmer we serve some food, it's a big kula. But we feel that if this will go and keep the Bokum from not walking out, sitting in their seats, it's a cooler that will make a lot. But what I saw last night, I wasn't that happy with. Coming and running, you know, it reminds me of a farmer going into a chicken coop with food and chickens from running over there. It's a mokum of anhogas hakovid. There's a chinuch in mitzvah tzayim. It says the gvaldik limud. He says there's an iser of breaking a bone of the korban pesach. He says why? He says mishiroshei hamitzvah she'en kovid lebnei melochim v'yeyatzei eretz. He says, not a covet if you have a king take a bone and break it in his mouth, like dogs. You only see this by the aniyei ha'om har'evim. By covetic of people, you don't find such a hanoga. The alkein betchilas bayenu liyei segulas kol ha'amim. Mamlechas v'hanim v'am kodesh. And are becoming as a chosen one of Hashem. But we call Shana Vishana Vyase's man, Roy Lonu Lases Maisim Hamarim Bonu Hamaila Hagdela. We should do things that show us the elevated mokum that we have. Sha'olinu lo boisa shah. Why must we do that? Umitoch Hamaisiv Hadimyan Shanachnu Oisin Nikvat and Apshesenu Hadova Loila. We have a mitzvah, we're forced to have a hanoga of menschlichkeit, so that we should have that hanoga of menschlichkeit the rest of our lives. When the Chazal tell us, It's telling us it's improper for you to be Noichel B'shuk. You're not going to see a king walking out with a bottle of soda, drinking from the bottle, either in the house or B'shuk. You're not going to see in a kosher person going outside eating B'shuk. You have to realize what we are. We are B'nai Melachim. We are born in Atam Hashem Elokechem, Laisis Goyzidu, Lusidu Kocha B'nai Nechem. So Rashi says, since you are born of Hashem, Ruim Liyes Noim. It's going to be beautiful people. That the Goy should look at you and see a beautiful human being. And you have to understand that born of Atam Hashem Elokechem, all Goyim are born of Hashem. He made us all. The Teretz is just like Chayim has a different meaning. There's animal life and there's Chayim. Batam Adrek Hashem Elokechem Chayim Kochem Ayoyim. It says Vishinantam Levonecha Elo HaTalmidim. A real Ben is not only a biological son, someone whose whole life is formed by the father. That's a real Ben. Not only physically, but mentally and spiritually. And it's only Klal Yisrael who's born in Hashem Elokechem. Because all Hadrochas, Hadrochas HaTorah. And therefore, since we have the Hadrochas HaTorah, and we are the Segula Mikol HaAmin, it's Roy Ronaliyos Noyim. Noyim not only in the way we look, but in the way we act and the way we eat. Recently, I was learning Yali Shur. And I saw a striking thing. Everything is striking that he says. But it's certainly different than what you've all heard. Dirsha Hashem b'himatzai k'ra'u b'yaisi k'orach. So we're taught Dirsha Hashem b'himatzai is Elul, Rosh Hashanah. Right? It is man, I'm a sugal to find Hashem. Yali Shur brings down the pasuk in the Targum Yonasim in the deal. He says, "Dir Hashem b'matzay k'ra'u b'yaisei k'orayim." He says, "Kovu d'chalta d'Hashem ad atun chayim." Dir Hashem b'matzay. He says, "Search for Yiras Shemayim as long as you're alive. When you're dead, you're not gonna be able to do anything." Dir Hashem b'matzay. As long as Hashem is here and you're here, so Dir Hashem k'ra'u b'yaisei k'orayim. Bo min padmohi ad atun chayim. As long as he's close, you're alive. When you're dead, you can't do it. He says, "Dir Hashem b'himatzai k'ra'u b'yaisei k'orach." Yaakov Avinu says, "Okay." He says, "Man, manayra mokam." The Sukkunu says. The question is that what Rashi means? The Sifun gives an insight that could be what Rashi is saying too, and changes a whole different shot from Rashi. But at least it's the Sifun's shot. He says, "Ein sofek shezeh hamokim mukhan lenevuah." He says, "This is such a place that's mukhan l'nevuah." Why? May acha sheroisi boi mara kozois bilti sheheskavei l'nevuah. I didn't prepare myself for nevuah, and yet I got it. I didn't work on myself to make myself into a kli for nevuah, and it came naturally. Ki omnam tzipunu says, yesh tchunais meshamshei ho'etzem hasichli. He says you should know that mekaymus are mashpia on a person, and the madregas of nevuah. He says how? There's something in Eretz Yisrael that elevates a person. He says the mokim migdash. He says without preparing for nevuah, I got nevuah. So what's the problem? If I would have known. I would have prepared myself more and I would have gotten more. He says, if I would have known that I can get Nebuah so without even working, you can imagine if I would have prepared myself what I could have gotten. That's the Anochi Lo Yodoti. And that could very well be the pshat of Rashi, She'ilu Yodati Lo Yoshanti, I wouldn't have slept. What's pshat? The Gemara in Ervin. Gemara in the Ervin says, I think it's Daphne Hay. Omele Shmuel Rabuna. Shimono Chatreif Ve'achol Chatreif Ve'ashi. He says, you want to be smart? He said, you're a smart person. Bread and fret. Bread and drink. The Alma, the Azlina Minei, because the world that you're going from is Kehilula Dambi, it's like a chasana. Like a chasana. So press yourself on. Right? Press. Drink to your heart's content. So the Chofetz Chaim says, what the pshat? He says, why did he say, Chatoi V'Achor, Chatoi V'Yashku? He says, because the Navi says, Laku Lachmu B'Lachmu. Right? And the lechem referring to the Torah, and the yayin referring to the Torah. So Shmuel tells Avuna Chaparayim, right? Because it's only this world is like a chasana. But the Rabbi Chaim says, what do you mean it's like a chasana? He says, when you go to a chasana, everybody's happy. When the chasana is over, they clean up the tables, nothing's there, nothing more to eat. He says, the world is like a chasana. Right? And press yourself on. He says, what's the dimion of lechem and yayin? Yayin is samach levav enosh. Right? Lechem is what is necessary. He says, the Torah is something which is lechem. And the Torah brings simcha. He says, it's like a chasana. He says, as long as you're here, grab it. Grab it. Don't let... He says, after 5-6 hours, the chasana is over and we're finished. He says, life is short. Chaparayim. Further on in the Masechta Ervin, and Daf Samach Hei, there's a Gevaldik in the story. Omgalei Baratei to Rav Chisda to Rav Chisda. The daughter of Rav Chisda tells Rav Chisda, Lo boy ma meinam poita. He says, Papi. You have to sleep. So I don't want to sleep a little bit. Come on, Lord. Hasha Osu, Yena di Arika Yustina Ivanenam Tuva. Because there's some of a time where I'll be able to sling a little, to sleep a long, long time. But I'm not going to be able to accomplish anything. Because when they'll put me in the cover, he says, I have time to sleep. Ayn Barashi, he says, Yomem Shehu Bekever Arika Elisha. The Katini Lafik, the Torah of the Mitzvah, says, I have time to sleep and they've put me in the ground. Now I have no time to sleep. What Yaakov Avinu said, he says, Ochen Yesh Hashem Bamokim Hazev Onechel Lo Yodot, he says, if I would have known what I could have accomplished by preparing myself, by being in this Mokim, I would never have slept. How could I sleep? That could very well be the Pshat and Rashi. So we're in the yeshiva, and there's so much to gain. There's so much to gain, and chas v'shalom, not to grab the opportunity of chatzay v'achor or chatzay v'ashti. Now, you're young. You have to recognize the what is being offered to you. Being offered to you is such a life of happiness. When you look around the world and see those the world that has no shaka to Torah, how destructive it is, how corruptive it is, and the emissive in a Torah, Now, again, a Ben Torah is not somebody who learns in the yeshiva. A Ben Torah is someone who's been built by the Torah, who has delved into the Torah, who has been ma'ayan in the Torah, and he's been ma'ayan to find out the clarity of the Torah. He finds simple. Kudi Hashem Yishar Masam Kerei. If you sit in front of a Gemara and you're unhappy, because you're not applying yourself. There's no one who applied himself to Torah to try to give the Hashimus of Torah to somebody who understands that this is Torah Hashem. There's no one who's been ma'ayan in Torah with the understanding of Torah Hashem who hasn't got Simcha. This welt is a chasana, Shmuel said. As I say to you many times, I talk out loud because I talk to myself. We have to make use of every single second of life and not forget it. And not let it become abandoned. When I spoke at the beginning here about Bochum being in the volatile time between Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, what can I do? It's a metzius that there is batol in the world. So I spoke about the zilzul hamotah. But the most important thing is the zilzul of a life. I said many, many times that my Rosh Hashiva Zatzal was 2 weeks before his Pepita. So when my chaverim was in the hospital room with him, and he heard him being bespalo and crying, and he said in Yiddish to the Kodesh Baruch, he says, give me a few more years, I have so much to accomplish. Life is for accomplishment. And so much could be done. And life is so beautiful. The Yayin Yusamach of Avinash, Torah is so beautiful and makes a person so happy. Let's make use of it.